Are they typical three and four batsmen in their own way?
They will be if they score 150 and get runs at the drop of that. I'll take anyone at three and four who's doing that job. They've been positions that we need to found runs. And it's been really good that we've got two young lads who have the potential to fulfil those positions.
James is particularly patient, isn't he? He leaves well, and also when he does get the opportunity to play, there is a certain flourish there.
Yeah, he does. He plays through the offside beautifully. He's got a decent pull shot on him, and when the spin came on, he was really busy. So he might look disciplined, but he's obviously got an array of shots there, which allows him to score.
And is that ability something that Owen Dawkins has helped to pull through in his time at the academy?
Yeah, I think there's a touch of that. I think there's also a touch of he's obviously at University of Loughborough, so he's been on their cricket programme there and getting the opportunity to train up there and play there. So there's a whole host of things that have contributed to it.
And George, of course, is a full-time professional with you, which at the moment James isn't. Yep. And we've seen what George can do before, because he got that 100 at Northampton last year.
Well, he's got 100 there. He's got a couple of 50s this year. He played very well at Hove in that pink ball match. So we've seen what Hank can do. It's now challenges. It's now to show that he can do it on a consistent basis in first team cricket, because whenever he goes back to second team, he dominates second team as well. So it's just bridging that gap, and hopefully he's learnt a lot over this season.
Do batters mature earlier than bowlers?
It's a tough one to answer. You look around the country, there are young batsmen around who are making scores and things like that. There are young bowlers as well who are taking wickets. I think everyone matures at a different rate, and there's progress done at different rates as well. So I don't think it's as easy as just saying batting and bowling. I'm glad that what we've seen today is something that we can learn from and build on.
And it will send them off into the winter with a very good feeling about their own form, won't it?
Yeah, completely. Hank's had a challenging season. He's shown that he can play and then struggled at times. And today's been a nice way to... Well, hopefully he gets on tomorrow, but obviously with the rain about, it's nice that he's got a score, and obviously for Brace before he goes back to university.
Would you like them both to actually complete their hundreds tomorrow? That would be important for them, wouldn't it?
It'd have been perfect today, but if they get the opportunity tomorrow, then yeah.
And given how the wicket's played, it looks like it's probably going to be a draw from here, doesn't it?
Well, we'll see. We'll see with this weather. I didn't expect this. I didn't look at the forecast this week, having been last week in September. Listen, we'll see when we turn up tomorrow. It depends how much it drops all night.
But from your point of view, just good to see them out there for a long stint, putting a big stand together.
Yeah, a big stand against good bowling. It's what you want to see your players achieve. So, it's been a positive day.